Good morning, everyone. Looking at Patanjali's Yoga Sutras, the second verse. Yoga is the restraint of mental activity. Or in Sanskrit, Yogas Chitta Vritti Nirodaha. Well, if you ever get into a debate about what is yoga, it's a good verse to quote. Clearly, it doesn't have anything to do with health, wellness, reducing stress. It has something to do with restraining the mind. So it's all about the mind. It's not about the body. So citta vritti just means mental activity. Nirodha is the word that's translated as restraint, and that's what I wanted to look at. Yoga is the restraint of mental activity. What kind of restraint is it? That's the question. Oh, my first image was, get an aggressive dog on a leash and you're holding back, right? That's a kind of restraint. So if you're sitting in meditation and you feel that way, no, that's clearly not ideal. There's too much activity. There's too much effort being put into the process. One of the translations we have, which is very good, uses the word to still. Yoga is to still the patterning of consciousness. So that's a better image. Just quieting something down slowly, like a baby that's crying, you know, just but not crying very much. Just quieting the baby down, quieting the mind down from a not a very super active state. Just it was medium activity, and now you're making it slower and slower and slower and slower and quieter. But there's clearly more to it than that. Yogaswami has a quote on this, which sounds contradictory initially. Now we don't control the mind, which is what we've been talking about, right? Controlling the mind. So he's saying the opposite. Now we don't control the mind. We remain summa. So summa means quiet, right? Be still, summa iru. We remain summa with a controlled mind. So this is taking the sense of an active effort to control something away altogether. It's saying, okay, well, we can start with either one of these, you know, the dog on the leash, if it's that bad, mind is that agitated, we can start like quieting a baby. But we're supposed to end up in a state where there's no effort to control the mind. To get there, we've used effort probably, but we're supposed to get to a place where we're just in a state of consciousness where the mind's activity is still. We remain summa with a controlled mind. Gurudeva has an elaboration on this idea in the second Mambashum of the 52 Mambashum. Here again, like last week, in their original form, they're to be studied one a week. That's why it says last week. Here again, like last week, we have a basic Mambashum that is well worth intense study. Especially begin the year by working on Kalibasa and Nikashum. Remember that through the control of the natural flow of the breath, awareness is released from the area of the mind that we call the thinking mind. So we're getting a clue here on how to do it, right? Yogaswami indicated what we want to do. We want to end up summa with a controlled mind. But how do we do that? We talked about it through analogy, but not through practice. So he's saying control of the natural flow of breath causes awareness to be released from the area of the mind that we call the thinking mind. Through perfect posture, kasa or nifmasi, the karayana currents of the body are quieted and transmuted, which is the shum word for ida, or the more physical current. Ni'im flows then into vumcheyuri, which is the shum word for pingala. That is why as soon as one sits for meditation, the thought forces are activated more than usual. But we never thought about that. Huh? We're doing fine, then we sit to start to meditate and our mind becomes active. That's because we transmuted force out of the physical into the mental. We're raising our energy, so we pulled force out that was in the physical current into the mental current, and therefore the mental current is now more active. What do we do? However, when the control of the breath occurs with measured exhalations and inhalations, the Vumcheyuri current, that's the pingala, is transmuted, and all that is left is simple good old Simshumbisi. Then and only then are we really ready to meditate. When I meditate, it is a very unusual occasion when nymph enters the thought area of the mind at all. So that's the goal, to end up in that area of mind that both Yogaswami and Gurudeva are describing. It's an area of the mind because the ida and pingala, vumcheyuri karayana, are balanced. We're in the spiritual current, and our consciousness has come up. We've transmuted energy, so we're in a state that tends not to think. So that's the idea. We want to, by controlling the mind, we want to end up in a state where we don't have to control it. It's just quiet. So the Yogaswami statement makes more sense. Now we don't control the mind. We remain Summa with a controlled mind. So that's the result of controlling the mind. So we control the mind through sitting up straight, which transmutes karayana. We breathe, regulate it in and out, transmutes vumcheyuri. Hold the mind steady, and by that control, we don't have to control. We remain Summa with a controlled mind. So all of that is a comment on one word. Nirodha. You can see it could take a long time to get through the Yoga Sutras at that rate. Okay, have a great day. Om Namah Shivaya.